In other news, taxes are going up.
Boris Johnson raised taxes to their highest sustained level in peacetime today to help fund the NHS post-pandemic and overhaul England's social care.
Millions of families will be worse off. So how did the Prime Minister announce this? By putting on a bin liner and painting a cup.
There we go.
How is he in charge? Look at him. What a fucking mug. Now, predictably, some Tories were vexed.
The public don't like parties that raise taxes.
Very concerned about it.
It's just not right.
The Conservative Party is finished.
Mainly because 2 years ago he said this.
Read my lips, we will not be raising taxes on income or VAT or national insurance.
How are they surprised he lied? He's Boris Johnson. He's a black belt in bullshit. He lied about Brexit.
We got an oven-ready deal.
He lied about the NHS.
We will recruit 50,000 more nurses.
He even lies about his hair.
I can tell you, I do brush it. I have a brush in my office.
What's frustrating, maybe we wouldn't need a tax increase if the government hadn't wasted all of our money. They spent $37 billion on a test and trace system that doesn't work, $150 million on masks that don't fit. I mean, Christ, Downing Street spent nearly $100,000 on two paintings. Not only is that a waste of money, they are terrible. Look at this. Looks like Papa Smurf's wank rag. And believe me, I've seen that. Hey, I don't know what you do with your summer. Now, here's the... doesn't make any sense. But here's the other... Here's the... Shush, shush. Here's the other one that our government spent money on. Look at that! That's from the exhibition My Four-Year-Old Got My iPhone. We shouldn't have art in Downing Street. We should have stats reminding Boris how many people use food banks, the level of national debt. And if he wants a picture, why not this one of Gavin Williamson meeting Robert De Niro? It's so exhausting. And the only reason Boris gets away with this, he's surrounded by people stupider than he is. Look at Kit Malthouse's response when asked if he was sitting near the Prime Minister.
Is he honest all the time?
In my experience, yes, he is.
Are you having to say that because he's sitting right next to you, Mr. Malthouse? Is it slightly...
I don't know. I've no
awkward.
Idea where he is.
There he is.
I have no idea where he
there
is.
There he is.
Still, at least the press held the Tories to account by asking them difficult questions.
Park run or half marathon? Olives or nuts? Jeans or cords? Waitrose or Asda? Strictly or I'm a Celebrity? Is a Jaffa Cake a cake or a biscuit?
The answer is, of course, run, nuts, jeans, Tesco, neither, and who gives a fuck? We shouldn't be asking banal questions, particularly at a time when money is being taken away from people who need it most.
Since the start of the pandemic, almost 6 million people on universal credit have had an extra £20 a week to help some of the poorest families in the UK. But it comes to an end tomorrow.
Which is brutal because the universal credit cut will plunge 840,000 people into poverty, including almost 300,000 children. And what makes it worse, the day that the benefit cuts happened, the woman overseeing them, Therese Coffey, was at a karaoke night singing this. How insensitive is that? It's like walking past a food bank and going, did somebody say just eat? Think it through. The extra 20 quid is vital for some people. It could be the difference between heating or eating. It's always the same, isn't it? These people need to work harder. Stop sponging off the state. Which is pretty rich when you read headlines like this. donor gave Boris Johnson 53 grand to decorate his flat, including £840 Perole wallpaper and a £9,800 sofa. There's also been allegations about who paid for his 15 grand Caribbean holiday and £27,000 worth of luxury food. Donors were even approached to cover the cost of a nanny and a personal trainer, all the while moaning that his £157,000 salary is not enough to get by on. All they need is an extra 20 quid. I thought he was levelling up, not punching down. Now, thank you. Now, the big story of the week was this.
MPs reject a Labour call for free school meals to be extended through the holidays for children in England.
The footballer Marcus Rashford, who's campaigned on the issue, says he will continue to press the government to change its mind and offer free meals during school holidays.
It's so insensitive about the issue, and they've definitely not been through it themselves.
Damn right! It's an absolute disgrace! Our government voted to keep vulnerable children in this state.
We try not to eat a lot in one day. Even though most of us are really hungry, we have to be careful with our food.
It's horrific. Boris spent all summer using three-word slogans. Stay at home, go back out, hand space space. Here's a three-word slogan for you, you heartless fuckwit. Feed the kids! Exactly. This tweet put it best. If the government can subsidise Eat Out to help out, not being seen to give poor kids lunch in the school holidays looks mean and is wrong. Exactly. And do you know who wrote that? Nigel Farage! Even he disagrees with them. Who else is against it? Voldemort? Joffrey? The ghost of Jimmy Savile? If Nigel Farage is making you look like the bad guy, then you fucked up. Last year, people were throwing milkshakes at him. If Boris goes out, he's gonna get hit by a cow. Why did they vote against paying for kids' meals? We do it for MPs. Taxpayers stumped up 57 grand a week to subsidise food and drink for politicians. That's 2.9 million a year. And here's the kicker. They bitch about it. They complained about undercooked bacon, eggs taking too long to fry, and soggy jam roly-polies. Some kids are starving and they're like, my pudding's too squidgy. I'll tell you why it's soggy. If I was a chef making food for MPs, I'd be adding some of my special sauce as well. Jizz. They're like chills, I'm so sorry. They're like chills, and the fact, because I've got a lazy eye, two of you are going, did he say to us? They're like children. Look at the reason Tory peer Nicky Morgan reckons the government voted against feeding kids.
Well, I think the Labour Party might have found they got more supporters yesterday if the Deputy Labour leader hadn't called one of the Conservative MPs scum.
I can't believe they called us scum. I can. Christ, most people would have reacted like this lady.
Oh, shut up, you cunt!
When the Tories hit the streets, they're going to need fucking earmuffs. They voted against it because they were called a name. Can you imagine if Churchill had done that?
Shall we fight them on the beaches?
No. Hitler called me a willy head.
And let's not forget, Churchill was a man who looked like a jam roly-poly. Why couldn't they find the money to fund this? It's nothing compared to what they've reportedly wasted this year. They spent 150 million buying unusable masks, 10 billion on a bungled test and trace system, and 16 million on COVID tests that didn't even work. Christ, during a pandemic, Boris Johnson's plane was rebranded at a cost of £900,000. They spent nearly £1 million painting a plane. A plane that, because of COVID, can't fucking go anywhere! It's just... Where is the logic? It's like a man in a coma getting a back sack and crack. You're not having it, Grandad. If he wants it painted, people would do it for free. How they spend our money is outrageous. I mean, how can our government justify this? The Cabinet Office is searching for a 60 grand a year photographer to help boost the government's image. 60 grand! You pay someone £1 million, Boris will always look like he's just woken up in a skip. Politicians aren't photogenic. The slightest thing can affect them, whether it's a football, a mic, or constipation. People don't care how you look, they care what you do. If you want a photo that boosts your image, here's one. Marcus Rashford at a food bank working for free. That is what a leader looks like. His actions have galvanised the nation.
Dozens of cafes, pubs and restaurants, as well as several local councils, have stepped in to offer free school meals for children in England during half term.
This is what it's all about, is helping each other.
It is very disheartening and, you know, makes you realise how much we take life for granted.
Fresh fruit, we've got drinks, snacks.
If it costs us a week's wages, we're quite happy to do it.
Spend some money and feed some children. It's as simple as that.
Never forget, when the government saved their quids, the people fed the kids. It feels like we're bereft of leadership, doesn't it? I mean, Christ, a lot of people wanted this lady to be Prime Minister.
I'm 83. I don't give a sod. I look at it this way. I've not got all that many years left of me, and I'm not going to be fastened in a house when the government have got it all wrong. We need... How can we get the country on its feet? Money-wise, where's all the money? By the end of this year, there's going to be millions of people unemployed, and you know who's going to pay for it? All the young ones. Not me, because I'm going to be dead.
They'll be in the red, I'll be fucking dead.